collection of their favorite ballroom tracks on Resident Advisor.
I can't wait to read that. And also just so glad Kevin is healthy and still with us. We're not, this world isn't ready.
Truly.
For her to move on yet.
Some things, reasons to be cheerful.
There you go.
Such as Memdani.
Yeah.
Such as Aviance.
That's right.
The Pride, the drag march.
Yes,
that's about to happen.
I've selected the wig from the the final wig from the bag of drag.
I love it. What do we think, Room? Do we like the new wig? Resounding silence.
Wow.
I think it looks great. Obviously, it was my first ever wig.
Radio is an audio medium.
Yeah.
I've got a wig for radio.
One time a band came onto my show and refused to go on because they didn't have hairspray. And I was like, you know, they can't see you.
Say their names.
Should I?
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm scared.
Well, it wasn't Christine.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't Christine. I can't even remember their name. We'll talk about it off mic.
The band was Depeche Mode.
No, they were on mute, though. They were the psych band, whatever. Oh. Anyway, moving on.
Einster's any noise about.
No, we're not going to play this game right now.
Okay. Goodbye. Thanks for Pride.
Thanks for coming on to the show. And just like that. Goodbye, Case.
Another season has come and gone.
The look, the expression, the wig. I do really appreciate you coming by. I appreciate Luke coming by. Anna's coming by. Bucci rudely barging in. I appreciate it all. Yeah. Allies matter.
Yeah. Sick and boring life.
I think I'm going to finish with one of the choices from Kevin Aviance's favorite ballroom tracks.
Ooh.
Go check out that article. You are tuned in to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. As always, it is my honor, my pleasure to ring in the weekend with you. And I'll be back same time, same place next week. Do you have any parting words of wisdom, Jesse?
Be gay, do crime.
Perfect.
See you Monday night.
See you. Oh yeah, Jesse Doris, Monday night, 3 to 6 a.m.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye now.
Goodbye now.
Self-expression with no regard to your profession elements of Vogue. Make a band your femme impression, striking poses in succession. Get ready for your first real session of Vogue. Voguing for your recreational personal glorification. Try model pose exaggerations, elements of Vogue. Needing virtually no concentration, your runway walk interpretation need only bring to you elation. So pick a spot and Vogue.
Rum. Nothing like several gulps of rum.
Last time, I'm poaching.
There's a crib, big crib, and sometimes I fall asleep in it. But we're not going to talk about Donovan making love again. Insert your pictures into the Bucci's slide carousel and talk me through your summer plans. Baby, what do you want to do in the summer?
You want to go crazy?
Yes.
You're going to go crazy? Oh, that oak tree is dead. What is going on? What is that oak tree infested?
Oh, my gosh. Ants.
Okay, let's see a photo of this Toyota Land Cruiser.
I had
beautiful
a Land
car.
Cruiser.
Beautiful car. Next slide. Paula Rigabucci. No. I can't tell you what's on that one. Trout.
Actually, in that picture, I wasn't camping. I was camping in Tennessee on Lake Watauga.
So I'm getting out my
you can eat a cabinet.
PowerPoint presentation stick. Okay, this next one.
Jesus. No. Next slide.
Oh, that's not me at the beach. Sorry.
And what's at the end of that trident?
Don't look at the other end.
It better not be a finger or something.
I was told a gobstopper.
The first day of school next year. This is me 20 years later. The last one is me dying happy.
I'm going to be doing some home repairs.
Ooh. Why are those home repairs screaming? We need to riot, overthrow this horrible government. Riot, hero, riot!
No. Oh, well, this is me looking at an F3 tornado.
We got a few things going on.
I'm going to skip right past that one.
If you don't give me the $10, I'm going to blow up your house.
Well, I hope you also spend a whole lot of the summer listening to Bucci. No fooling. Stay, get out of the pool and listen to Bucci.
I'm going to come to your house with a baseball bat.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
First, we're making some honey cakes.
Thank you. Ba-ba-ba-ba-poo-che. Ba-ba-ba-ba-poo-che.
Yeah, oh, sorry. I'm up. I was just, not staring into the void. I was just thinking about all the things I'm going to do on the show today. The show being, of course, Bucci. It's going to be, it's a rough start. Usually the show starts like a, not a Swiss watch. What's a watch that kind of works? Like a Casio. It starts like a Casio that someone sat on. But that person was really light, so it's still... anyway, it starts. That's the only thing that matters, is it starts. All right, let's start it. Let's crack one of these little cans of... this cream that I bought online. It's very viscous, very viscous. This cream. So it's not only... good for a topical application. It's also apparently drinkable. I got this cream because I've been having issues with my feet this week.
Gout status.
No, actually, the gout is actually under control. Thank you for asking. I've kind of brought it under control with a combination of diet, water, and injecting lidocaine into my foot every day. But so that one's cured. That is basically cured. But I don't really want to be talking. But anyway, I have all these calluses. People who let Bucci put their feet on their laps know that he has some ghastly calluses, or ghastlius. I don't know what they call it. But it's painful, too. I used to have, like, loofah gloves, these gloves made of loofah, to sand them down. But then I've been using them to pet my cat, and so they're a little caked with matted fur. So I can't really use them. So I've been, to fix that issue, I've been, well, not chewing on my calluses, but, like, so because I haven't been ingesting any of the skin, I've been kind of just gnawing at them with my teeth, or scraping them kind of with my teeth. Just first I soften them with this cream. And then I scrape at them with my teeth. Finally, you know, finally my ability to put my legs over my head comes in handy for the fifth time. But that is not what I... Yeah, I know. That's not really what I want to talk about this week. My calluses. I can hear people turning off their radios. Weirdly, I can also hear people turning up their radios to hear every detail even clearer, and I'm even more upset with that. But the thing that is what I've been doing all week, because this thing is stubborn. It's like a brontosaurus tongue, at the bottom of my feet. Anyway, I want to have some fun today because it has been super hot this whole week, or a lot of the week. It's been 100 degrees in New York City. I haven't really, you know, usually I do booch the show, figure out the show, doing jumping jacks in a sweater and air punching this photo of myself. But you know, it's been too hot to really do that, so I've been really distracted, and I'd like to have fun this week. Actual fun. Last week, I tried to have some fun, and it sort of turned into a hellscape of a show. What with, the children threatening to blow up Bucci's condo, and a demon coming out of a slideshow to grab me. It was a little bit of a... I don't want to say... I don't want to see a bad show, but I just want to say it was fraught. And I figured, let's just have a little bit of lighthearted, good old American Friday night fun. Which in my... If it were up to me, it would be... You know, rioting in the streets. But no. A couple of years ago, on this show, we played a game. And the game was called Have You Seen It? The scene is spelled S-C-E-N-E. So, what happened to my music here? She's gone? There you go. Come on, bed music. The bed music is sort of the callus for this show. It's kind of the rocky, firm bed that this show rests on. And if it's gone, everything's really exposed and pink and veiny. Lou! That's bad.
That's bad for
the and the FCC. So... what was I saying? Oh, yes. Now, have you seen it? So the game is... I give out a scene from a movie. I describe a scene from a movie. And the person playing, which would be you... I'm talking to you. Has to guess what the movie is. What movie the scene is in. So... an example of that... is, let's see, a guy's mom reads her son's underpants. That would be, of course, Back to the Future. You know, that scene where Marty McFly's mother thinks his name is Calvin Klein because she's been reading his underpants. Like it was Finnegan's Wake. So that's that. Or another one would be, oh, this is appropriate with all the foot talk. Do I ever drop this as foot talk? A man sticks his feet into someone else's shoes. That is what? That is Barton Fink. You know, that scene where, they switch. What is his name? Who's the Robert John Goodman's character? They switch shoes, and Barton Fink accidentally gets Madman Munt's shoes, and that's what starts the whole movie off. A spoon doesn't exist. That would be The Matrix. That's another idea. That's another scene from the movie. So you get it. That is what. The movie, it's pretty straightforward, but I tell you, Bucci knows movies, and he remembers scenes from movies. Is that a Bucci adage? Yes, it is.
Bucci adage.
So, this week, I want to have a lot of time to play this game, because I think it's a fun one, and it is. That's a Bucci promise, also. So, this week, let's do that. Let's go and play the fun game of...
Have you seen it?
Have you seen it? Capital I, capital T. What's another scene? Okay, and so... that is after the break. What's another? Another one that I wanted, another movie. Let's see, another one is A Frenchman. Rolls around in a wheelchair, yelling at everyone. You got it? Who has it? No, that's wrong. It is Exit Through the Gift Shop. Man, I saw that movie again for the first... I mean, I hadn't seen that movie in years and years, and I have saw it last week when I was supposed to be doing Booch, and that is the best thing that Banksy's ever done. In fact, you could argue that it's the only good thing that he's ever done, but it's... that movie is amazing. And the irony is like, oh, is it ironic? Is that, you know, Banksy and Mr. Brainwash, his the dark side of Banksy, Mr. Brainwash, they're, you know, to a certain eye, they're sort of doing the same kind of art, but one has more high-minded goals and the other one is just a salesman. But anyway, so let's hear a song. I was going to actually play a song from the new Slick Rick album, Victory, which is really way better than it deserves to be. It's very, very good. So let's hear a song from Exit Through the Gift Shop. It's the only Richard Hawley song I know. Tonight, the streets are ours. Only on WFMU.
Got feelings in your heart. Don't let fear of feeling fool you. What you see sets you apart. And there's nothing here to bind you. It's no way for life to start. Do you know that tonight the streets are
forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Have you seen
you
it?
Have seen it.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music.
Things of the past, but do you know?
My uncle recorded that Bucci drop, this one. Listen to that loop. And he was like waist deep in a Quiznos sub when he did that. He was all the way in. All right, we're playing the game. Have you seen it?
Have you seen
it? I describe the scene. You tell me the movie. That's the game. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, how are you doing? Who's this?
Brett.
Brett, how are you doing? Brett, great. Do you want to play this game, the Have You Seen It game?
Yes, definitely.
Have you seen it?
Okay, and you have seen movies, though, before we start. Have you seen movies?
Oh, definitely.
And you've seen the scenes within the movies, right? You haven't just read the poster or just seen the credits. You've seen all the scenes, right?
Movies.
Okay, great. Do you want an easy one, or do you want a, what do you want? You want a hard one? You want an easy one?
Let's start off at the beginner level.
A beginner level. All right. Well, I mean, we're only going to do a couple, you know. I'm not going to... All right. So let's... Let's do a nice, easy one.
Beginning of the show,
okay.
You know.
All right. You ready there, Brett? This is an
yes,
easy
sir.
One. A guy tries to sell a sock monkey to a person.
Oh, man.
A guy asks someone if they want to buy a monkey. This is easy, man.
Yeah. Guy tries to buy a monkey.
Yep. The guy offers to sell someone a monkey. And the line in the... I'm going out there. The line is, hey, do you want to buy a monkey? Don't have it?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to let that go unanswered. Maybe someone else gets it.
What's the movie I'm thinking of?
Well, what do you think? All right. Well, you'll have to think about that on the over the weekend when you're berating yourself, like I should have gotten that one. I let Bucci down, which you did do. All right. Here's another one. A beach is not closed. This is a summer movie, and I believe it's just had a big anniversary. I'm really giving you enough rope. Don't hang yourself with it, though. Brett?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah, I'm here.
A beach is not closed. This is a blockbuster.
Is
one might even say the first blockbuster. Man, Bucci's done.
Is it Top Gun?
No, that's not right. Brett, thanks. That's 0 for 2, and that means you struck out. I hope this isn't too hard. Listen, this isn't 101 scenes. This is the deep cuts. I'm not going to do, an alien pops out of someone's stomach. That's not the type of scene that we're going for here. This is for the actual watchers, not someone who just looks up lists of scenes and movies on ChatGPT. Caller, you got Bucci. Caller, you got Bucci.
Not right. Brett.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Alex in Maine.
Hey, Alex in Maine. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, man.
Now, how many movies have you seen, approximately?
At least.
Yeah. And how many scenes in the movies have you seen? Probably quite a lot.
Oh, let's call it 6 per movie?
Yeah. Sometimes you see quite a lot. You know, you can't help but see these things. All right, do you want to go easy or you want to go hard?
Oh,
even the easy ones are fairly hard. But go ahead. What do you want?
Let's go hard.
All right. A person is annoyed by toast. I don't know how hard this one is.
A person is annoyed by toast.
Yeah. Specifically someone eating toast, I guess.
It sounds like when Harry met Sally.
When Harry met Sally, met a piece of toast. No.
Yes.
No. And I think the toast was friend-zoned by Harry or Sally. But no, that's not it. This is a more recent movie. A person is annoyed by toast.
The Birdcage.
No, I just rewatched that movie too. That's a great one, Elaine May. I love that movie. It is quite
love me some May.
It is. Yeah, she's the. Do I have any Elaine May song? I could just. But yeah, she's great. That movie is quite long though. But I mean, it's not that either. I don't know. I'll give you a clue on that one. A person who's annoyed by toast. It is a movie by an auteur director working today. This is a terrible clue.
Okay, that sounds like a Wes Anderson kind of clue.
Okay.
Auteur.
But, well, it wouldn't be Wes Anderson because none of his scenes are going to be on this piece of paper right here. I can't distinguish one scene from another with that guy. So it's not that, but it is between a man and a woman. They are married, and they're sitting around breakfast, and they're being annoyed by toast. Oh my God! Nope. All right. See ya. This game's hard. Caller Yabuchi. You got your booch there.
Oh, Bucci, you there?
Jesus.
Sorry, I didn't hear you at first.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, the boards are down.
Yeah, I know.
What'd you do?
I believe station manager Ken is working on it.
All right, well, yeah, I saw the recent one go away, so thanks, Ken. Thanks for your hard work on that.
Yeah, thanks for your hard work, Ken. Appreciate it. So, who is this again? I'm sorry.
Station managers never sleep. Oh, this is Zatriata.
Zachary. All right. So, we are playing Have You Seen It?
Have you seen it?
Bucci
describes.
Bucci,
right?
Hold on a second. Bucci describes a scene. You tell Bucci what the scene is, and that's it. That's
the
game.
You don't ask you a scene to see if you can get it.
You can if you want. After I get, if you can get a scene, you can get it, then I will. Then I will.
Okay.
I'll play your little game. All right. Let's
that
see.
Seems fair.
Someone asks someone if they want to buy a monkey. Let's go back. Let's go back a couple.
Oh, that one. That one I didn't know. It's probably, was it done in the last 20 years?
I would say 25 years.
Yeah, probably haven't seen it then.
All right. So these are all movies that were in the, probably within the last 25.
Like the Jaws, I would have got.
Which one is that?
The Jaws, the second one, the beach one.
A beach is not closed. That is correct. That is correct, Zachary.
Oh,
Bucci.
Wrong drop. So you want to give me one? Give me one real fast.
Yeah.
We'll go back and forth.
Takes out umbrella in school.
Is it Cassavetes, Husbands? Is it Husbands by John Cassavetes?
I believe so.
I don't like this. The shoe was on the other. The shoe was on the other foot, and my foot is calloused like an elephant's hide.
I really don't want the shoe
to be on the other foot. I'm going to give you another one, Zachary.
Okay.
All right. A woman. This is a popular movie, and I think it's older than 25 years. A woman wants a perfectly round belly. Dreams.
That's like every rom-com.
A woman.
You gotta narrow
yes, but
it
this is a scene where she dreams specifically of having a perfectly round belly.
Look Who's Talking To.
No, and I'll give you a hint. It does anything to, has nothing to do with pregnancy.
Does she want to be in the WNBA?
No. What does that mean? Well, you think people in the W like to have perfect? Do they all carrying their basketballs under their jerseys?
Yeah, it's a game you play when you're playing ball.
It is a smaller ball for some reason. No, that's not it either. Zachary.
I'm failing you, Bucci. I'm sorry.
All right. Bye. 201-209-9368. We're playing the game Have You Seen It? I give out the scene, you give me the movie. Let's see. So, yeah, so he said, a beach is not closed. That is Jaws. We still have that wanna buy a monkey scene. I'm very surprised that people don't know that one, because that's, maybe it's only around Bucci's house that's a popular one. person is annoyed by toast. Well, the thing about games is, though, if people don't play them, they just sit there undone. Caller Igabuchi. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Elisa.
Hey, Elisa or Alicia?
Yeah, Elisa, the first one.
Elisa. Hey, Elise, do you want to play a game? You want to play the game Have You Seen?
Yeah, I knew that last one.
Have you seen it?
Which one?
The
perfectly round belly? Okay, a woman wishes and dreams for a perfectly round belly. What is it, Alicia? Lisa.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. That's right.
You have seen it.
You've seen that one. All right. Great. Great job. Do you want another one? You must have another one because you're the only caller.
Yeah.
So let's see. You want a harder one? You want a new one? What do you want?
Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice. Okay. I'm going to give you a fairly easy one.
Okay.
A pie keeps a man's secret.
Is that an American pie?
Nope. I knew that was going to be the choice. That it is not American Pie. It's another pie in another movie. Though I think it's around the same time of as that. They're both kind of the same area. A man, and I guess the man uses it to disguise himself.
Oh.
You got it. Oh, this cream is sticking in my throat.
Oh my God, it's like Jim Carrey.
Wrong.
No, Mrs. Doubtfire?
It's Mrs. Doubtfire.
You have seen it.
You have seen it, Elisa. Great. That's an excellent 2 for 2. All right, good job. Bye. Clara Yabuchi, we're playing Have You Seen It for the rest of the hour.
Yeah?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Hero.
Okay, Hero. How many movies have you seen? You're like seem like a person you like documentaries, maybe?
No, I haven't really seen any.
You haven't seen any movies?
I've seen movies. I've seen Monty Python movies.
Okay. All right. You've seen Monty Python movies. All right. So you would guess, you would get, here's a Monty Python scene, and you're going to have to tell me the movie that it's in. All right?
Yes.
Okay. A man eats a wafer and explodes. What Monty Python movie is that in? Hero.
The Meaning of Life.
That's right, The Meaning of Life. Did someone just whisper that in your ear? Yes, that is the answer is yes.
Yeah.
All right, now you give me one. Give me one from Monty Python, I'll guess the movie. And don't be like, people use coconuts for the sound of horse hooves because everybody knows that one. Give me a scene and I'll guess the Monty Python movie.
How about
Do you just like brag that you like Monty Python movies, but then the minute someone calls you on it, you're like, well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I like the one where they go into space.
No, I don't know. One where a rabbit kills a bunch of
Jesus
soldiers.
Christs. There's a scene where a rabbit kills like 3 Jesuses. Is it Life of Brian?
No.
Is it? It's a Holy Grail.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that your favorite one?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Monty Python? Who's your favorite Python? You can just describe them. You can just describe them physically if you don't know their names. That's how I describe Monty Python. Not drunk at a bar and describe Monty Python characters just by their faces.
I like them all.
You like them all. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they all like you except for John Cleese. He probably wouldn't care for you just because he's a angry man. But I'm sure Eric Idle would like you if he ever met you.
Okay.
Yeah, and Terry Gilliam would. He takes some warming up, too. All right, hero. Good job. Bye. I was being sarcastic about that, too. Caller Higabuchi, we're playing Have You Seen It?
Oh, how you doing, Bucci? How you doing?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Double G.
Hey, Double G. All right, so 201-209-9368, we're playing Have You Seen It? I give out a scene from a movie. You have to guess the movie, babe.
Uh-huh.
All right. Double G, this has been from the game one. Wanna buy a monkey? What's the movie?
Wanna buy a monkey?
Someone asks another person, a boy, if they wanna buy a monkey. And the boy's not really a boy. It's the boy is an adult.
It's a boy as an adult?
No, it's kind of a man child, I would say. Giving you a lot of rope there on this one. You got it?
Is it big?
No, it is not big.
I'm a horror movie guy, Booch.
All right, a woman cuts her own head off.
A woman cuts her head off? That's Evil Dead. That's easy.
Wrong.
Oh, come on, that's Evil Dead.
More recent.
Oh, woman cuts her own head off. Is that, woman cuts her own head off. That's not Hereditary.
It is Hereditary.
Oh, it is? Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, I've never seen that movie. Someone whispered that there's a scene in that movie where someone cuts her head off, but I haven't seen it. Do they not cut anyone? I think they do, right?
I mean, there's a big head scene in there.
Yeah, yeah. Don't say big head scene, though. Okay, don't laugh like that either. All right, I'm gonna give you another one, all right?
All right.
Okay. What genre do you want? And don't do horror because I don't know anything about it.
No, that was a good one. Let's do I don't know, action.
A guy's sneeze leads to his arrest.
A guy's sneeze leads to his arrest.
Is in direct. A guy sneezes and is arrested.
I don't know.
This is a movie, movie from the 70s. From the 70s.
Oh, it's not Last Action Hero.
No, that's not from the 70s.
That's why I said it's not. Let me think. Right. From the 70s. That's not stunts.
Nope, it's not. Whatever you just said there, it's not that one. One more guess.
One more ghost. Okay.
Callers, honey. I wrote it down. Do not call the callers, honey, especially Double G. Oh, you don't know.
I don't hear the fear
in your voice. All right. Sorry, Double G. You lost. You haven't seen it. Caller Higabuchi.
Yeah, hi.
Who's this?
This is Nick in Brooklyn.
Hey, Nick in Brooklyn.
The guy that sneezes. The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
You got it. You have seen it. You have
one of the best 70s
you have
movies.
Seen it.
Thank you, Booch. Great topic.
All right. Wait, are you gonna go? What's your favorite line Taking of Pelham 1-2-3? What's your favorite line?
Oh, that is some okay. Walter Matthau meets the black police officer who he's never seen in person.
Uh-huh.
And he assumes he's white, so he says, "Oh, I thought you were taller."
Right. My favorite scene is when they're in that kind of control room, and a favorite line is they're in that control room, and there's that really angry guy who controls all the trains, and he's really pissed off. And Walter Matthau says, "I'm trying to save the passenger's life." And he says, "Screw the goddamn passengers. What do they want for their lousy 35 cents? To live forever?"
Right. Yes.
That's the best
good
scene.
One.
All right. All right, you want to do another one?
I'll take a try.
A woman's wrist is kissed in a hansom cab. That's not a cab that looks good. It's a hansom cab, like an old-timey can.
No, pass. I'll give that to someone else.
You give that to someone else. All right, what genre do you want? What's your favorite genre?
Oh, anything, any cop movies from the 70s is my
okay, so that Taking of Pelham 1-2-3 was right in your wheelhouse. I don't believe I have any more of those. Oh, I have a movie from the 70s. A woman is under the influence.
a woman is under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Sorry.
I heard someone behind you. What did the person behind?
That was my wife saying something about Gina Rowlands.
What is the movie? Voice in the Dark.
Ask
your wife. Ask your wife.
Jill, what movie is that?
A Woman Under the Influence.
She got
it. A Woman Under the Influence?
I've seen
it. The scene where the woman becomes under the influence is from the movie, that self-same movie, A Woman Under the Influence.
Yes.
And you...
Yes.
All right. Goodbye. Thanks. 201-209-9368. We're playing Have You Seen It? Just for fun, and not because Bucci is running out of ideas. It's just... it's been a tough week with this heat. And everybody needs to play a nice, cool game like this. All right, so I give out the scene. You tell me the movie. We still have things on the chat like Who Wants to Buy a Monkey? That's a scene in a movie. What else did we give out? A person is annoyed by toast crunching. A person, you could also rephrase that into like a person hates loud toast. A woman tells a DJ to stop gnawing at his calluses and put his legs down. And of course, that is Star Wars. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, who you doing? How you doing?
Hey, this is my name is Brian.
Hey, Brian. How many movie scenes have you seen? No bragging. Don't inflate your number either.
No, I've seen a lot of movies, like, but
not too many scenes.
Is it soup?
Is what soup? Is what soup?
Recipe. We're not talking about recipes.
No, we're not talking about recipes. We're playing the movie game. Have you seen it? Where I tell you a scene from a movie.
I played that game before.
Okay, great. Well, that sounds illegal. I invented this thing. All right, so. What kind of movie do you want? You want an action movie? You want a romance?
Like, a superhero movie?
No, I don't have any of those. All right. A guy sees himself. He looks just like Bruce Willis.
Not Face Off.
No. But a guy sees himself and says, oh my God. I look like Bruce Willis. He doesn't say that out loud. And obviously it's not really Bruce Willis, but I don't know the character's name in the movie. So this is you don't know it? It's a time travel movie. Time travel movie.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll give you let's see.
One more,
all right? Let's see. Okay. This one I think you'd get if you've seen this movie, you'll probably get it. Amazing Larry is screamed at. A guy named Amazing Larry is yelled at. Or screamed at.
I don't think I've seen the movie.
Oh, I bet you have. All right. Goodbye. 201-209-9368. We're playing the incredibly hard game, Have You Seen It? Where's the drop?
Have you seen it?
If you want your lack of movie knowledge exposed to the tri-state area, 201-209-9368. Call you, got your Booch.
Hello, Boochie. It's Mrs. Boochie.
Oh, hey, Mrs. Boochie. How are you doing?
I'm good. Did anyone get the time travel one?
I bet you know this one.
It's my favorite movie.
Yep. What is it? Well, I'll give you the scene. I'm going to give the scene. A man sees himself... He looks just like Bruce Willis. What's the movie?
Is it Looper?
It is Looper. You have seen
it. And it has my favorite invention, the phone, the glass phone that they fold up.
Yes, the glass foldable phone. But you know what the weird thing about that is? And we've talked about this. We were talking about this at the altar when we were getting married.
For years we've been talking about
this. There's a scene in the movie where he folds up a little phone, and it's like this beautiful little design phone because it's in the future, and he folds it into a little postage stamp thing. And then we...
Phone.
And then we went back and watched the movie, and that scene wasn't in the movie. It was like a Berenstain Bears.
But we both, I want people to call up. We're switching the topic. People should call up and ask if they've seen Looper and remember that scene specifically.
Because they have cut that movie out. And it's not like Joseph Gordon-Levitt was like bottomless. You know, it's not like it was like
no,
a dirty
great.
Scene.
Everyone's great. It's a great movie.
Yeah, and it wasn't like it was, he was saying anything that would be cut. It's just as beautiful. And they designed this phone, and now it's gone. What's the other great movie that we just watched that has a beautifully designed phone? A man.
I don't know. Did they make a second Looper?
No, it's Her. Remember the phone in Her, where he talks to her with the phone? He carries around the little phone in his breast pocket.
I like that. I think big tech and like Apple are cutting those scenes because they don't want people to want better things.
But there are foldable phones now. They have those Samsungs. Unfortunately, people would rather fall off a cliff than buy a Samsung phone.
No. All right. I want it made of glass.
All right, Mrs. Bucci, thanks very much for guessing the answer. I mean, caller Igabucci.
Did you get the answer for Amazing Larry?
Amazing Larry is screamed at.
Yes, absolutely. That was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
My favorite movie ever.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Maybe not.
But who is this?
Say it again?
Who is this?
Oh, my name's Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. Annie, do you want to do another one?
I'll try.
Okay. Are the other ones? Have you, like, you want to buy a monkey? Do you know that one? A man tries to sell another man a monkey?
No, man.
I'll give you a hint.
Look it up in
the man is a talk show host in real life. All right. I don't want to drag.
It's not the Howard Stern movie, is it?
No.
Travis Five?
It's not that one. All right. Let's do another one. Let's say someone describes how to fold a napkin. Details. How to fold a napkin. Mm. This is a massive film. And this is not the most famous scene from that movie. Yet it is in the movie.
Wow.
And the person they're describing how to fold a napkin to is like really nervous because he is like uncouth and he's been balling up napkins his whole life, these big cloth napkins. You know, so, and then someone, a more sophisticated person, teaches them how to fold this cloth napkin.
It's not something like Dumb and Dumber, is it?
No. This is a drama.
Oh, my goodness.
Romantic drama.
Scent of a Woman?
No.
Okay.
All right, Annie, very good guess. You got the Amazing Larry. That's a good one. Bye. Call it, you got your booch.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
This is, my name's Orion.
Hey, Orion. How are you doing? Oh, you know what? You know what, Orion? In honor of your name, I am going to tell you, I'm going to give you a movie from the movie, the film company, Orion. Are you ready, Orion?
Oh, dear. Yeah, let's go.
All right, hold on. I can't find it. All right. An alien hosts a dance party at McDonald's. Pretty sure this isn't
Orion. An alien hosts a dance party at McDonald's.
Yes.
I think you got me to that one.
It's a notoriously terrible movie. Everyone rags on it. They're like, oh, that movie's so terrible. But it actually is very terrible.
Could it be Howard the Duck?
No. Close, though. Very close. All right, I'm going to leave that. Put that aside. We're going to do another one. Jim Brown, the football player Jim Brown. Again, he's not playing Jim Brown in this movie. I just don't know his name. Jim Brown tells someone to take a shower immediately.
Don't know that one either.
Don't know that one either. All right, you give me one. Just so you leave with something.
All right. Let's see.
This was a mistake asking.
Well, on the subject of aliens, an alien sacrifices his own life for the sake of his human friend and the rest of the people on board his ship.
Is it Avatar? It's not Avatar, is it?
It Wasn't the one I was intending, but it could be. I don't know.
That scene, let me look at it. Oh, that scene is in the movie. It's the last scene. I got it. Thanks very much, sir. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. It's Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Fine. What kind of movies do you like, Franco?
Well, 70s realism.
See, I already gave away Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And I did A Woman Under the Influence also. That's another.
That was a good one. I like that. You tell the, you give the name of the answer is the name of the scene.
Well,
the
only that only works sometimes.
Not very often.
A man becomes big from the movie Big. A boy becomes big. All right, this is a movie you might get because it feels like a movie you might like. A girl, little girl, learns that she has blood and freaks out.
Ah. I knew this was going to be hard.
Yeah, it's harder than...
But I did it anyway. I did it anyway, and I said, don't call in. But I couldn't help myself.
You can't. Your fingers,
okay.
Your hand was twitching.
No, I don't have. I'm just drawing a blank.
All right, I'm going to give it to you. It's Synecdoche, New York. Did you see that movie?
No, I didn't.
That's
okay, so now I feel at least
there's
somewhat
justified. There's that scene where the little girl, she's like, I have blood. Oh, no, I don't want blood. She's screaming.
Okay.
She's freaking out.
I'll watch that on the Internet Archive later. But, okay, so the whole phone thing with Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. I actually built a phone contraption for Bruce Willis. And he looked at me and he said, is this thing going to work? And I said, it's going to work. Trust me.
What phone contraption? Just for his personal use or for a movie?
No, it was for a TV commercial where he had a bachelor pad loft and he was laying in a round bed and he had an array of phones, probably about 150 phones, and they were all linked. And I had this control box and I was flipping them. So they all like turned on in waves. You know, it was an overhead shot.
Uh-huh.
Because he was a popular guy, and everyone was trying to call him. And this was in the age of dial-up phones.
I'm trying to picture this thing. So he was in a romantic relationship with, like, all these phones, and then they were all going off?
Yes, the presumption was he's in his bachelor pad, and he has to have so many phones because, you know,
people are hitting him up.
Yeah, all the time. So I had to build this contraption.
And so what happened is if you dialed one number, like a million phones would ring. That's the contraption?
Exactly. But it was only funny because it was an overhead shot and you saw a wave of phones light up. Anyway, that's totally off the subject.
No, but thank you.
It's about Bruce Willis and phones.
And movie. And
it's the best I could do.
All right. Here's a Bruce Willis one. No. Bruce Willis... Nah, I'm not going to do it. It's too easy.
Forget it.
All right. Goodbye,
Franco. Give someone else a chance to be a failure.
Call. You already called. All right. A person wants to buy a monkey. A person asks another person if they want to buy a monkey. That's right. You have seen it. It's Cabin Boy. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's
up,
this? Fine.
This is Dave in Brooklyn. Did anyone get the monkey one yet?
I just gave it out. Give it to me. Give it to me.
King of Comedy?
Give it, yeah. What?
Was it the King of Comedy?
No.
Oh, no? Okay.
Gave it out. Because I already gave it out, I'll tell you. It's Cabin Boy. The movie Cabin Boy.
No clue what that is. Okay.
Oh, it's a Chris Elliott movie. Quite good.
And
David Letterman.
Right.
David Letterman is trying to sell him a monkey. And it became sort of an iconic scene, and thus in this game, how you've seen it, is when David Letterman hosted the Oscars that year, he reenacted that scene like over and over again on the stage.
Okay. I thought when you said like Man Boy, I was thinking De Niro's character.
It's a good one.
In King of Comedy, and then when you said the TV host, I thought maybe the talk show host was piecing all the air. Anyway, that was my shot in the dark.
Here's a King of Comedy thing. Joe Strummer is in the... you already know the movie, but Joe Strummer is an extra in the back of this scene in this movie.
Honestly,
it's King of Comedy.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of any movies that Joe Strummer's in.
It's King of Comedy. It's King of Comedy.
Oh, it's in King of Comedy. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's in King of Comedy.
I guess that was a softball. Oh, all right. I might throw it on tonight, actually. I'm homesick. I mean, I got a rare opportunity. The kids are, my wife's out with the kids. I'm trying to think of what to.
You want to do another one? Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, I'll do another one.
All right. Let's see. We did that one. We did that one. We did that one. Let's do an easier one. Do you know the napkin one? Oh, someone describes how to fold a napkin. It's a romantic drama.
All right. I don't know. Garden State?
Yep. That's not it. There's a scene in Garden State that has a napkin, but it's... what's her name? Natalie Portman has this cloth napkin and she lays it over the top of her hand, and when she pulls it up, there's a Shin CD in her hand. And Zach Braff says, never seen that movie. That movie was brought to you by Big Shins, by the way. 201-209-9368. We are playing the movie game, Have You Seen It? We got about 5 minutes left, 201-209-9368. I give you a scene, you tell me the movie. That's all it is. We got things floating out there. A person is annoyed by toast. What movie is that? Someone describes to another person how to fold a napkin. A man uses loofah gloves when committing crimes because he left his leather gloves at home, and he had these loofah gloves in his glove compartment, so he uses them so he doesn't get the gunpowder on his back of his hand. That is Ocean's 13. 201-209-9368. I got a lot of lot more games, lot more scenes here. It's really interesting. I got to look up that commercial. I want to look it up. Phones. Bruce Willis phone commercial. Bruce Willis phone. Video. Oh, this is interesting. This commercial does not exist. Phone advert? It says Russian? No, that's a deep fake. 201-209-9368. We're playing the hit game, you know, question mark. Have you seen it? A man. Tell me if you've seen this one. This is an 80s movie. A man invents a self-squirting toothpaste to disastrous results. No?
Brucey.
We got a lot of them out there. Don't be intimidated. Losing is the easiest thing in the world on this show. The it's stacked against you. Let's see. What's another one? A reporter pretends to go to a CPAC convention. He lies about it. Says he went to this convention, never did, made the whole thing up. What's the movie? In the same movie, a reporter walks around his office shoeless. It's the same movie. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to this person. Call her Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark, who's this?
In Atlanta.
Oh, hey, Mark in Atlanta. How you doing? Long time. How you been?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. You're a movie person.
I am.
Literally. Do you want to play the game? Have you been listening? Do you know any guesses? Can you guess at any of the ones I've already thrown out there?
I think the toothpaste one is Gremlins.
That's right. Gremlins.
You have seen it.
What about a person is annoyed by crunching toast? Do you know it?
No, I don't.
All right. It's almost over, so I'm going to give it to you. Phantom Thread.
I should have known that one.
You know that scene where she's crunching on toast and he's getting madder and madder and he's just like twitching? He's like,
yeah, I love it.
And she's like, all right. Do you want another one?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Let's see. I already did that one. Do you know an alien hosts a dance party at McDonald's? Do you know that one?
I don't.
A kid makes a rope out of a diseased cowhide.
No, I don't.
The disease is anthrax.
Oh, Power the Dog?
Yep. You have seen it.
I have seen it.
Power of the Dog. Isn't that a great movie, Mark?
It is, yeah.
Great movie. Benedict Cumberbatch's first best movie, I'd say. Let's do one more, Mark, because we got one more minute. A woman makes a huge mistake in the back of a pet store. Big mistake that this woman made. Should not have done it.
No, I don't know.
Okay. It's the movie May December. Did you see that movie?
No, I didn't.
Very good movie. Very unsettling. But she should not have gone into the back of that. She should not have gone into that aquarium. It was a big mistake. Mark's good hearing from you. Say hi to your other half from me.
Cool. Be well.
All right, bye. When I say other half, I mean the top half of his body. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. All right, you've been playing Have You Seen It with Bucci on WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online and all the time at WFMU.org. Up next, Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam. Remember, who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi.
Yeah, we're live, baby. I'm Billy Jam. The name of this program is called Put the Needle on the Record. But today, you know what we're calling it? Put the Needle on the Trend Area. And we're coming to you live from the Trend Area on San Pablo Avenue in Pinole, California. They call it California. I call it Cali. Some call it CA. I'm from the Bay Area. It ain't no joke. We got Boss Tootie, Senior Gigio, and some smoke from the Richmond oil refinery. Anyway, I am glad to be here live. Boss Tootie, how are you?
What's going on, guys? Nice seeing y'all again.
Good to meet you in person this time.
Yeah, exactly. I just love meeting you guys in person. And, you know, this is a great breakthrough for me, being able to, you know, get travel places and, you know, get more interviews in and, you know, just meet y'all in person because y'all are really nice people.
And you're going to do a live performance for us today, too, which is all coming up. We got 1 hour here. Senior Gigio, how are you, my man?
I'm doing really good.
And we're going to introduce later the folks here at Trend Area, including, of course, well, Rinnacy, Mactivity, your dad, he's here with you. But also we've got formerly your boy Black Eyes, but now Trav Lyrics. And then we also have the Reverend Rock with the Syfy, who owns this place, Trend Area. But I say we get into some female femcees. By the way, Boss Tootie, let me give you a big thank you for doing the intro to the WFMU 2025 Put the Needle on the Femcees CD. You did an amazing job.
Thank you, thank you.
Who is the producer again?
Oh my God, you forgot. Well, I have a big team of them.
You'll think of it by the time we get it, because we're going to play that today. But right now we're going to play Heather B. This is going back, and again, female MCs, femcees have been kind of not put in the best light. There are always like too few of them. We need more. So one of the greats from over the years, and they're always underappreciated, slept on, is Heather B. And this is going back 34 years now, is to the a great compilation, the Heal Project, the KRS-One put together. And he also had Billy Bragg, Michael Stipe, and others in there. But he also had, of course, tons of hip-hop artists, including Heather B. And this one is Don't Hold Us Back. Listen to the lyrics, if you're a female especially, on WFM. You know. ¶¶
y'all.